Hello, welcome to Academy Days, a podcast of fiction stories for teen girls. I'm your host and author, Judith. Enjoy the story. Academy Days, Episode 7. Just Can't Find the Words. London Pella watched Carmen wheel herself into the small practice room and wondered why Principal Dawkins thought this tag team peer support group thing was such a great idea. What did London know about giving advice to underclassmen or being available for prayer and sharing? Now Carmen, she was smart and spiritual. "Hey, Carmen," London said, "ready to psychoanalyze, who are we working on again?" "Lacey Winters and Nora Arjean." Carmen pulled a coffee thermos from a holder on her chair. "And we're not working on anyone. This is supposed to be a mutual support system." "Sounds awkward," London said. "That's what I thought." Carmen reached into a pouch on her wheelchair and pulled out a bag. "So I brought snacks to help break the ice." "I think we'll need more than candy to break through the glacier that is Nora Arjean," London said. Carmen shrugged. "I tutor her sometimes. She's not so bad." She held out the open bag of peanut butter candy. "And Lacey just needs help?" London asked. "A little guidance. She's really a sweet girl." London grinned, if totally clueless. She snagged a handful of candy. "So what do we do here? Memorize Bible verses or cry together or what?" Carmen gave London a funny look. "Cry together?" London shrugged. "Lacey strikes me as a chick who probably does a lot of crying." "Don't you cry?" Carmen asked. "Oh, yeah." London pushed a stray curl back into her updo. "Buckets sometimes. But then I usually start laughing about something and 10 minutes later, I don't know why I was crying." Carmen rolled her eyes. "Sounds like a caffeine problem." London crossed her legs. "Probably. You know, Carmen, I could really see you going into counseling or psychology or something. You just have that vibe, sort of calming." Carmen shrugged. "I was thinking about culinary arts, actually." London nodded. "I could totally see you in a homeless shelter dishing out soup. You'd evangelize and counsel and pass out cookies afterwards. See? Counseling. All the way." Just then, the classroom door opened and Lacey came in, one shoe untied and her pink messenger bag dangling somewhere near her knees. "Am I late? I thought we were meeting at the library, but I went down there and didn't see any of you and..." "Excuse me, Lacey." Nora edged past the freshman girl. "Here." She held out a limp headband. "You dropped this on the stairs." Lacey grabbed the hair accessory. "Oh, thanks. This is one of my favorites." "So how's this mentor thing going to be structured? Do we have a plan?" Nora plopped into a seat. "We're only talking 20 minutes a week, right?" "Leave it up to Nora the Glacier to cut to the point." Carmen nodded. "Right, this 20-minute slot is built into the schedule right before lunch every Tuesday. We could even eat together those days, too, if you guys want." Lacey fidgeted. "I'll have to make sure Gray doesn't mind." Nora flipped through her agenda. "Depends on what I've got going on each week. Maybe." "Wow," London said. "You underclassmen are really going high maintenance these days." Lacey giggled, but Nora just started penciling circles into her page calendar. Carmen cleared her throat. "So, I think the idea of these meetings is to make sure every student has a system of support. So maybe we could just spend our time today getting to know each other. Maybe we could even share a prayer request." The room got quiet, except for the buzz in the fluorescent light. Lacey wrapped her headband around her fingers. "I'm hoping to get a puppy this weekend," she said. "Pray it likes me." Nora snorted. "Lacey, it's a dog. You give it food, it likes you. No need for prayer." "It's okay, it's okay," Carmen said. "God cares about the small things." "Well," London straightened her skirt, "I'd appreciate it if you guys would pray for..." She was just about to say that my testimony for Jesus would stay strong, but instead, her eyes dropped to her skirt, and she rubbed at a spot on her knee. That my mom can get this latte stain out of my uniform. I really don't want to spend any more money than necessary on these things.
Nora sighed loudly and slumped back into her chair.
Sure, I might even fast lunch over that one.
London laughed, even as she glanced at Carmen to see her reaction.
The older girl was staring at her hands. Maybe she was already praying. Praying this group intervention program thing would get canceled.
That afternoon in history class, London knew her father saw it all. How Chandler chose the seat next to hers. How he kept leaning across the aisle to whisper smart comments or to scribble something on London's page of notes. Having her father as a teacher sort of took all the fun out of flirting. That is, if she'd wanted to flirt with Chandler. Mr. Pella projected a 3D rendering of a medieval town onto the whiteboard and began to explain the hierarchy of power.
"Does your dad seriously think any of us care about this stuff?" Chandler whispered.
London ignored him and doodled a pendant across the top of her notes as her dad explained the process of becoming a knight.
"What's wrong with you lately?"
Chandler inched his chair closer to hers.
"Why are you so moody this year?"
London waited a beat as her dad stepped to the other side of the room to respond to a student's question.
"I'm trying to..."
She wanted to say change, but that sounded like her newfound faith depended on her own strength. What was she trying to do? Obey, but she could hardly say that to Chandler.
"Do I annoy you?"
Chandler scooted his chair another inch closer.
"Or are you just doing that ignoring thing that girls do to get attention?"
London stared down at her paper.
"Okay, whatever. I get it. Fine."
Chandler scooted his chair in the opposite direction, an entire foot in the opposite direction.
"Dude!"
Xavier Argene didn't even bother to whisper.
"Get out of my space, man."
London watched as her father slid a piece of paper, first on the Chandler's and then another onto Xavier's desks.
"Copy the preamble 3 times by tomorrow, guys, and be quiet."
London dropped her eyes to her notes again. This was the part she hated, watching her dad dish out discipline to her friends. She'd hear about it later in the hallways, tomorrow at lunch, as Chandler or Xavier griped about Pella and his over-the-top ways. Last year, she would have agreed with them just to stay on their good side. This year, well, the only defense she seemed to have these days was to keep quiet. And with Chandler around, it didn't seem to be working. Maybe she could just avoid him the rest of the day. 10 minutes later, when the bell rang, she loitered in the classroom, straightening a few of the chairs. Her dad was busy giving a list of assignments to a kid going on vacation. When she figured it was safe, she stepped into the hallway. Xavier came in on one side, Chandler on the other, both boys shadowing her as she walked down the hallway. She raised her chin. Whatever they said, she wasn't going to start bashing her own dad.
"Are you going to answer my question?" Chandler asked.
London rolled her eyes. "Chandler, I'm not trying to be moody or mean or whatever. I'm trying to do school well this year."
"Do school well?" Chandler stepped in front of her. "Like, you want good grades or something?"
London stopped. She fingered the strap of her backpack. I made some decisions this summer, and why was it so hard to just say it to these guys? Why couldn't she just say 3 simple words? I'm following Christ, I'm a Christ follower, something. She edged to the left, hoping to pass up Chandler and get into her next class before he asked any more questions.
"Zoe's acting all weird too," Xavier said. "Whatever is up with you is up with her. I'm getting tired of it. She acted all standoffish when we went out last weekend. Real cold. You both need to get a grip."
Xavier pushed past, giving a nearby locker a fist pound as he continued on down the hallway.
"Seriously, London, what did I do?" Chandler asked.
His voice took on a soft edge as he stepped closer.
"You know I wouldn't make you mad on purpose."
For a second, London looked into those blue eyes surrounded by thick lashes and wished she could just enjoy the fact that Chandler Pace, for some unknown reason,
actually liked her this year. Chandler stepped even closer.
We could have a lot of fun if you'd let go of whatever it is that's holding you back.
You used to like me last year, right?
He smiled, but London tensed. So, he'd known. And apparently now that the senior had moved on to college, London had simply filled the girl vacancy in Chandler's life.
London took two big steps back. Sorry, I'm trying to stay focused this year.
The smile disappeared. Chandler pushed his hands into his pockets and nodded.
Yeah, whatever. See you later, London.
He turned and walked away. And in that moment, London Pella wondered if any guy would ever like her again, and she wondered if she was really not very fun anymore, and she wondered if knowing Christ was really worth it, especially since she couldn't seem to even talk about him.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Academy Days. If you enjoyed, go ahead and share the show with someone else. Thanks. Bye.